Alright, episode 7, here we go. Let's jump right in. I'm just Matt Poner.
I'm Josh60502. Today we've got a lot of good posts to talk about.
We've got a couple, yeah.
And then we'll probably get into E3, because that's what a lot of them are about.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The first post that I posted just today, Call of Duty World at War Map Pack 2 released. That pretty much has everything you need to know in the title.
Yep.
But I got some pictures, and I actually just bought it a few minutes ago.
Nice.
I haven't played it yet, though.
We could try it out.
I know, we should. So, moving right along, we've got 30% of debt paid, which is just me, really, the most useless post ever. But just saying I was playing Pikmin 2, and it's good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think Matt agrees.
I've never got real into it, but from what I have played, it is really fun.
Yep, good GameCube game to pick up used.
Better than the first one, easily.
I never did play the first one, though.
It's much better, because in the first one, you have a time limit with days.
Yeah.
And that just makes you feel, like, really constricted about, like, how... Because you have to do a certain thing every day. If you get off by one day, your whole game's blown up, pretty much.
Yeah. You know, I don't know, because they have the Wii remake of the first Pikmin. Why didn't they just skip right to the second one?
I don't know.
Or are they going to have the second one later?
They're going to have the second one later just to milk it all they can.
Yeah, well...
It's Nintendo. They're greedy.
Listen here, people. Just buy Pikmin 2 used on the GameCube.
Ooh.
It's better.
It is.
So, we're already on the third post. Wolfenstein 3D Demo Impressions.
Sounds like it's very disappointing, but it's the first FPS ever, pretty much.
Yeah, I read what the IGN people said. They gave it like an 8. I'm surprised, because I didn't like it. I don't know.
Like an 8
out of 10.
Like of the re-release or the original?
Of the re-release.
Oh, maybe just because they have nostalgia with the first one.
Yeah, maybe they saw more to the game that I didn't, but I don't know. You know, maybe you can see it after the podcast.
Yeah.
Still got the demo, and you can be disappointed like I was.
I probably will be.
And you can shoot dogs, like in the picture.
Nazi zombies, or dogs.
Yeah, Nazi dogs.
They have released the dogs.
So, we're going already into E3.
Alright.
I watched all of the big three E3 press conferences.
Yeah, student of school, I did.
Yep, I was off school, so it was easy to watch.
I just watched
G4.
Nintendo's, but I pretty much know all what's going on.
Yep, so, okay.
Thanks
so,
to your nifty little posts.
Well, so, we'll start with the latest one, I guess. Sony's press conference. I don't know if I should just read. I don't know what
just
I said.
Just like give the top five.
I guess the top five was the new Final Fantasy 13 trailer. Thought was good.
Yeah.
Mod Nation Racers was the fourth. It's kind
of
like
LVP for the PSP.
No, it's for the PS3. It's kind of like LVP, but you make a kart racer.
Little Big Planet LVP.
Yeah. Everybody knows that.
Well,
they should.
We're trying to expand.
Yeah.
To more,
okay.
Just like Nintendo, expand to more than the hardcore.
Okay.
But not gamers.
Of course not.
So, Podcast One people, get it together.
Yeah, well, of course, they've been listening to all of this.
Oh, of course.
Number three was the Last Guardian trailer. You know, I'm
Project
never going to buy it
Project
because
Tycho.
It's, you know, PS3 exclusive, and unless I pay for that, I'm not going to get it.
Yeah.
But it was a good trailer.
Number two, the PS3 mote, I believe.
The PlayStation Eye motion controls, which was, you know, impressive, I thought.
Yeah, it looked pretty cool.
It did. I mean, they knew what they were doing. It was pretty accurate looking.
But that's not going to work. They're not going to be able to put hardcore games with that thing. They said they would, but it's not going to work.
I don't know what they'll do, but, you know, I think they might try to make Wii-style games.
They will.
There'll
be the initial shovelware.
Well, maybe, because with the Wii... Sorry. It's at least cheap, so families can buy that. You know.
True.
This, you know, it's 400. No, it's not 400 anymore.
I
don't
think
know how
is.
Much.
It was originally 500, 499 US dollars.
That's a lot for, you know, the casual.
Yeah. But no, it's also Blu-ray player, so.
I know, but I don't know if anybody really cares, even though they should. So let's go to my number one favorite part of Sony's E3 press conference.
I did watch that demo. That intensity you were talking about, that is there.
That is. That's an awesome game.
I was also watching some earlier gameplay that was before E3. It was awesome. The game looks really fun.
It does. And it's made by Naughty Dog, who made Crash Bandicoot back in the day.
And Sly Cooper back in the not-so-far-away day.
Yeah, so, you know, I love those guys. So I guess Matt can talk about this one. We're moving on to Nintendo's E3 press conference.
But this
conference.
Is just for Josh's top five.
Do you want to give your top five at the end?
You
didn't think of that many real
yeah.
things.
Oh, well,
I mean, that? Like, if you can remember all the different parts of it and decide real quick.
Yeah. Josh said for number five, the Golden Sun DS trailer was just an aside here. When they went into the sky to show the Golden Sun, I thought that was Kid Icarus. I was
yeah.
like, all right.
Like, here it is.
But
no. Of course not.
Mm-hmm. And then number four, you had WarioWare DIY, Do It Yourself, which, I don't know, that looks pretty gimmicky and really limited.
Well, I don't know. They were saying that you could, create the way you beat the micro game, so it wasn't just like tap this or
right,
slice this, but somehow you could come up with your own stuff.
That's just, it seems like it'd be extremely limiting.
I don't know, I'm sure there's going to be some people who make some really awesome stuff with that.
There's going to be a lot of penis levels.
Probably.
It's of course there's going to be penis stuff.
Yeah. Number three was Super Mario Galaxy 2 trailer.
Okay, before we get into this, I just want to say Miyamoto himself called it Super Mario Galaxy 1.5, its creator. He was saying because they had all these unique concepts they wanted to use in Super Mario Galaxy that they didn't have enough time. They
yeah.
didn't have enough room, so they just made another game. It's like Super Mario Brothers, the original Japan one, Super Mario Brothers 2, just came to us in Super Mario All-Stars as the Lost Levels.
Yeah. It sounds a lot like what they're doing with Left 4 Dead 2, because it's really the same thing as the first, but, you know.
Who doesn't like killing zombies?
Yeah, but we'll get to that in the next post.
Of course, yes.
So, yeah, looks good, but I don't know, I never played the first one. Matt did.
Smack!
He gave it a good review, and it's one of our most popular posts.
Yeah, stud.
Of course. So, I guess we can move on to number two, Mario vs. Donkey Kong, The Minis March Again.
You obviously care about that, but I don't. I never played either of the games.
Yeah, I didn't really either, but I thought it looked good for
yeah.
DSiWare.
And wasn't it coming out, the next day?
Yeah, I think so.
Now the big announcement, Metroid Other M.
Well, you know,
yes.
It's the big announcement, it's the big trailer that, you know, people come to expect from Nintendo at E3, but I didn't, you know, I'm just kind of...
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's fine.
You don't care about that?
Not really.
It's going to be cool.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not the biggest Metroid fan.
Neither am I, but it's still going to be cool.
I don't know. And then there's Team Ninja. Didn't they do Dead or Alive Beach Volleyball? So
yeah, they did Dead or Alive games. Which, one thing that, I don't remember who it was, but I was listening to people's reactions to this, and they thought it could be a problem that Team Ninja's developing this. Because their focus on, sex appeal and stuff is the complete opposite. It's like Samus Aran, whose gender is pretty much on the back burner. It's really not important at all. But then
yeah.
bring in the Dead or Alive people, who's is more silicon than 10 computers.
Yeah.
And,
Well, you know, yeah. they always like to push the limit. And Reggie even said that they wanted to make a game that was edgier than what people
Ooh,
are used to.
Edgy.
So, you know, is that because of the action or the violence or the sex or all of that?
It'll have all three.
But Samus is alone by herself, you know, pretty much. So unless they bring in more characters, I don't know.
There's that black guy in it who's like, remember me?
Well,
in
I don't remember him.
I do. I've watched it 10 times.
Well, I've only seen it once. So, I don't know. I guess you care about it more than I do.
I do.
So moving on to Microsoft's E3 press conference, which was my favorite, personally.
Nintendo's was my favorite.
Well,
yeah.
It wasn't mine. Anyway, my number 5 pick was the Left 4 Dead 2 trailer, just because I liked the first Left 4 Dead so much. Why not like the second trailer? And it's violent.
I watched some...
Crazy violent.
Yeah.
But it's good.
Did you hear about the incendiary ammo?
Yes.
That looks pretty cool. It's like ammo that lights the zombies on fire, so you can see how many you can light on fire with one bullet. It's going to be pretty awesome.
And they've got their chainsaws and frying pans and stuff to whack people with.
But I just have to say something. That's going to be, it's going to be like RE5 all over again.
Why?
A black guy named Coach. It's just...
So, Well, they're in New Orleans. If they had all white people in New Orleans, they would think they're racist because most New Orleans people are black.
I guess, but still.
Yeah, I think two are black, one, I mean,
I
two
think they're
are
all
white.
Black.
No, two black, two white, I think.
Oh.
And the first Left 4 Dead, there was only one black guy. So, you know, they're getting progressive here.
Yeah, nice. Soon it'll be all black people.
I actually wrote a post on a website called boomercharged.net about, well, I don't know. It's, you gotta read it for yourself. It was about how I thought they should, Valve should be making, like, Half-Life 2 Episode 3 or Portal 2 instead of having a sequel to a year-old game. But, you know what? Everybody go read that for yourself.
Mm-hmm. So, MGS to the 360?
Yeah.
Really? Is it just announced a project that's gonna be in the Metal Gear Solid, or are you gonna give it a title?
I forgot what it was, but I don't know, the trailer said it had, like, lightning bolt action, so I don't know what
that
means. Sounds like typical Japanese people don't know what they're talking about in English.
Someone set us up the bomb all over again.
Yeah. But, you know, those games are good.
Yeah. It'll be funny, at least.
Yeah. So, number three was Facebook and Twitter to the Xbox.
Why? What's
the
point?
Is it... It seems like it'd be easier to do it on a real keyboard on a computer. But,
right.
You know, I don't know. It's
Nintendo beat them to the punch. They had the internet channel.
Yeah, but the PlayStation 3 has the internet, too.
Oh. So, 360, one of their big announcements is to be last on a bandwagon.
Yeah, but this is, like, actually set up to work with the Xbox.
Uh-huh.
When the Wii's internet stuff, you know, who knows whether it's going to work on there.
Yeah.
Half the time it doesn't.
More than half. The internet channel sucks.
Well, there you go. You just admitted it. So, number two is Modern Warfare 2. Gameplay and Xbox 360 exclusive maps.
Wonder how much they shelled out for that.
I don't know, but it looked awesome.
Didn't Rockstar announce a new DLC? Like the... That something about a
the
gay
The Ballad
guy?
Of Gay Tony?
Yeah.
Yeah. Heard about that.
Is that DLC or like a new game?
DLC.
Alright, the second part of their deal with the Big M?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, cool.
So, we're going on to my number one, Project Natal. How much do you know about this?
I know a good bit.
Yeah.
But I was talking to one of my friends at school while we were still in school about this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of like the Wii Remote and PlayStation Eye. It's going to be really casual, what we were thinking. It would be perfect if they could use that for, like, Xbox Live Arcade. Not, like, make any material games. Just a bunch of downloadable titles with it. That'd work well.
Yeah. Because...
Like, Milo.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's so creepy.
It is kind of creepy, but if it works, you know, it could be interesting. So I was getting into, like, a debate with some guy in these comments. Legend of Link, who...
Oh, yeah, I saw
he actually wrote something on our site before.
One thing. Some anime review.
Yeah, but he's a good writer.
Okay. Can write more than him.
I don't know. It's his choice. But, so he was saying that he doesn't think it's, you know, going to be that great because there's not much you can do without any controller at all.
I don't know. It's Microsoft. They have tons of resources.
Yeah, and they had Steven Spielberg coming in saying stuff. You know, their press conference had all the celebrities.
No, like who else?
Like the Beatles, the ones that are alive at least, Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr. They had Tony Hawk there. Who else was there?
Nintendo had Shaun White last year.
Yeah, that was last year, and that was only one guy. And
shut up!
Shaun White is nowhere near as popular as the Beatles.
Yeah, he
really
is. He's much more popular.
No.
Everyone liked the Beatles back in the day, but nobody liked Shaun White. Yeah.
No, some people like him.
It's a flying tomato.
You know, gotta be nice to the redhead people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So now these next three posts are just what I was saying to expect from E3, and now there's pretty much no reason to talk about it.
So just an aside here, sorry I keep doing that, but for the Wii Sports Resort, the 3-point contest, you saw that?
I thought that looked not too bad.
It looked kind of cool, but on Cinemassacre, James Rolfe, aka the Angry Video Game Nerd, was saying how he saw on the teleprompter when they were doing that, how it said more witty banter, how Reggie was saying like, oh, you're so short, oh, your outside game is horrible, I'm an inside power player.
Yeah.
That was so lame.
It's a more witty banter. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Reed Sports Resort, I'm sure. Bad, but...
I believe Burning Baboon told me about how there was no cameras or anything like press conference with Miyamoto afterwards, and they are making a Zelda. But they're just waiting to see if Wii Motion Plus takes off enough to have it support that, or are they just... Like, it's all dependent on Wii Motion Plus, so I suggest everyone go out there and buy it so we can get an awesome Zelda that uses it.
Yeah. I mean, I think... Were they saying that Wii Sports Resort is going to be bundled with
Motion Plus? Yeah, but it's coming out in the middle of July.
Oh. Well, that's not too far away, actually.
Yeah, it's really not.
That's like next month.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It's closer than I thought. So I might actually get that.
Yeah, or that Grand Slam tennis. That looked pretty cool.
That came out already, I think.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods, I heard that's awesome with Wii Motion Plus.
Yeah, so the Wii is getting back into the competition.
With sports games.
Yeah.
Nintendo was,
of course,
really
it's always
the ball
really
sports
has
games.
Been at the top of the competition, but
yeah.
Just not with the fans.
Yeah, with the fans. They're satisfying now.
Yeah. And this game I mentioned, Muramasa the Demon Blade, they didn't even talk about. So
it's a cult classic.
I wanted to get like a Pikmin 3 picture, but there are no Pikmin 3 pictures because that game doesn't exist. I thought they would announce it at E3, but they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. There's just that. Sony, I talked about God of War 3, which they did.
That's pretty cool.
Uncharted 2, which they definitely did.
It's your number one.
Yeah. They had Mag, which I also mentioned, but not Heavy Rain, so I don't know.
Chocolate Rain?
That would be a better title.
Yeah, everyone would buy that.
Yeah.
I would. I wouldn't even have the system, but I'd still buy it.
You wouldn't even care what it's about. It's just called Chocolate Rain, so.
It's like the Tezande song.
Yeah. So, they also talk about the PSP. And
the PSP Go.
Yeah, which seems really expensive and really weird looking.
$249.
Yeah. I don't really know why people should get that instead of the PSP.
You can't like put your game discs in there, or UMD.
I mean, there's advantages and disadvantages to that.
There's advantages and disadvantages of everything, but the disadvantages way out the advantages for that system, I believe.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you have a slow internet connection, then trying to download all the games to it is just going to take forever.
It's barely becoming a handheld. It's becoming another console.
Yeah.
Handhelds are for quick and easy games, but you don't want to have to wait for it to download. You want to just pick it up and play.
Well, I mean, once it downloads, you can pick it up and play, like, all your games. You don't need to worry about switching UMDs.
What if you run out of space? The PSP 3000 has more space than that, PSP Go.
But, I mean, you can put the memory stick in, right?
I don't think so. Well, someone told me not.
Well, that'd be really bad if they didn't do that. I mean, they'd have to do that.
But it's Sony. They're not exactly the smartest in the video game market.
Well, I mean, they're not dumb.
They're not dumb, but they're not... I don't think they'd be that... I don't know, they could drop the ball majorly on this. I'm just saying that.
Well, let's move on to what I thought about Microsoft. They talked about Modern Warfare 2 and Halo.
Didn't they announce Halo Reach or something?
Which, yeah, I mean, I'm sure...
It's going to sell in the millions, easily.
I don't really particularly care all that much, but...
Oh, really? You're sort of doubting on Halo now.
I still don't even have the Mythic Map Pack.
Ooh, you actually did a post on that.
Yeah, about how I'm not going to get that, even though that's not all the post was about. I don't know. And then what else? Oh, yeah, 1 vs. 100 Live. I did do that beta. I want to write, like, the beta impressions before too long.
Is it cool?
Yeah, it's not bad.
So you play with, like, 101 other people.
Yeah, well, except, like, the live show where there's actually one person and then, like, 100 people trying to get prizes and stuff.
Right.
That's only, like, twice a week or something. It's not that often. And then after that, it's just, you know, you get in a group of four people and you just do random trivia. And all the 100 comes in is just to see the percentage of people that got it right or wrong.
I think it should always be the 100 people, the 101 people game.
Yeah.
It's called 1 versus 100, not 1 versus 3 other people.
Well, they have like a live host for those ones, so that I mean, those live hosts can't be there all day.
I can.
Well, you're better than them. You should go get their job.
I know, I'll smack them.
Yeah.
Hard.
So I don't know what else did I talk about here. DLC, which I don't know.
The Rockstar thing.
Yeah, but that wasn't really at E3 all that much.
Yeah.
So my next post was E3 predictions to start tomorrow, and we just went through all of them. So nothing else to talk
about. All right, the page.
Yeah, first time in a long time that during the podcast we've gone to the second page. Modern Warfare 2 premiere trailer is at the top.
Yep. That was pretty cool. I was watching that.
Yeah, you should buy an Xbox, you know, and play it.
I was having a debate with a big 1742, and he was completely saying how it's set in Russia, and then I was saying, oh, it's also set in South America. He's like completely saying, no, he's being a troll.
It's in both places, I think.
I said that. I was like, yes, it's in Russia, but it's also in South America. He's like, no, there was snow in the trailer. No.
Actually, I was playing the 1 versus 100 with him. He, I don't know.
Did he suck?
He wasn't bad.
Did he get knocked out right away?
Well, actually, in the thing I played, nobody gets knocked out. You just keep going, and you get as many points as you can get.
Bob Saget's game.
Did Bob Saget do that?
He hosted it for a while.
Mm-hmm. Bob Saget, he's always hosting stuff.
Bob Saget.
Oh, well, we like Bob Saget.
He's okay.
Oh, the next post is Matt's review.
Quite a long one, if I say so myself.
That was a very long post. And, yeah, anything else you want to say about it here?
It's a good game. You should buy it so they can make a sequel. It's really set up for a sequel. It's going to be awesome. They really should do one.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not going to buy it, though. I think Grand Theft Auto 4 is probably better.
Yeah, it's pretty much, I say it in there, it's GTA's little brother, but
I mean, if you look at, like, how the map and the health bar is, it's totally like ripped off of GTA.
Even, like, the unarmed symbol with that fist, it's completely the same. But it's not ripped off, it's by the same company.
Yeah, so, I mean, they just rip off themselves, which isn't too bad.
No.
So now we're at the reader poll. Which album should Josh review for sure?
I said In the City by Kevin Rudolph.
I said Graduation by Kanye West.
Oh, just meant to but neither of them are winning.
Nope.
It is The Battle of Los Angeles by Rage Against the Machine.
So I guess I should start writing that for too long.
And give it a couple more days.
Yeah, I don't know. What should we do for our next poll?
I don't know. We'll figure it out. We'll talk.
Yep. So the next one is the results for the poll before that, Lego Rock Band. What do you think of it? And most people said excited, not excited one bit. It was 45%.
Ooh.
So, yeah, I think we know what.
Oh, the people that were tired of Lego games, they're going to be more tired with Lego Harry Potter.
Are they really doing that?
I'm pretty sure. The first 4 years, I believe.
Is it going to be like Star Wars where you just run around and punch people?
Probably. It's probably going to be the same. Well, it's a pretty fun formula. I played the first two Star Wars ones. And not bad.
Yeah, but they're doing it so much now.
This will be the
There is the Lego Star Wars 1, 2, and then like
the complete.
And there's Lego Indiana Jones. There was Batman.
This is only like the fourth franchise they've gone to.
Yeah, but if it's going to be the same thing again.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
They gotta at least make it hard, you know, because you can always just die and then come back to life right where you were.
Well, but it's really aimed at kids.
Yeah, but, you know, they should, you know, make the kids grow up and try harder.
I guess, because in, like, the 8-bit era, they had Mega Man and Contra, and, of course, the infamous Battletoads.
Yeah, so kids had it hard back then. Now we've got Lego Rock Band. You can die whenever you want, and no one cares.
You don't die in Rock Band.
Oh, yeah, I guess not. Well, maybe. I mean, who knows what it's going to be. You could just run around hitting people with guitars and stuff.
Probably, I don't know.
Well, actually, I'm pretty sure it's not, but...
Yeah.
So, this next post, Prestige Mode. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it just made its prestige in Call of Duty 5 for the Wii, or World at War for the Wii. Just, that's all the posts say.
Yeah. Now that they have a double XP weekend type thing.
Now?
Yep.
Sweet.
Well, in the Xbox and PS3 one. I don't know about the Wii.
Probably.
But they've got, you know, the new map pack, which is why. So,
just to get people playing it.
Yeah.
Say double XP, they'll want to get to the front, they'll want to get to the flamethrower faster.
Yeah, and it starts today and ends next Tuesday, so that's more than a weekend, I'd say.
Double XP week.
Pretty much. Oh man, we're already back at the last post.
Oh man.
Which talked about the podcast.
Yep.
So.
Talked about a lot on that podcast. I was looking at it earlier.
We did, just because we had a Game Informer issue and went through it.
Oh, look at that. There's one right over there.
There is. I don't know if we should do the same thing, because it was kind of, you know, all over the place.
Yeah.
We're just talking about one thing, and then we'd move to the next, and all of that. So, Matt and I here just looked at the set list of Guitar Hero 5 in the latest Game Informer magazine, and we're here to comment about it.
There are some good songs, but some songs I've never heard of, and we just think it's because they're scraping the bottom of the barrel, because they really don't have that much left. They've taken all, like, the true classics. They've taken a bunch.
I mean, now they're going to Ring of Fire, which is
a good song.
And it's easy to make fun of, but it's fun to make fun of. But, you know, it's a good song, but it hardly seems like their first choice for Guitar Hero.
Right. They're on the fifth game. Well, like, seventh, really, if you count the Aerosmith and Metallica. And
there's the 80s one.
Yeah. So it's like 10th. If you even include the DS ones.
And then they've got Rock Band that's stolen, like, all the songs.
Yeah, they. But I don't know. Some of the games have shown up in both, but.
Yeah, but these look like some more recent songs. I know A Punk by Vampire Weekend is somewhat recent.
But I just have a problem with the second one on the list. Bob Dylan's All Along the Watchtower? Why Bob Dylan? What's wrong with the Hendrix version? That song is so much better.
And it would be a much better fit for Guitar Hero.
Yeah. Whatever. I'm sorry.
Bob Dylan, I don't like him.
But he has a lot of good songs. He's been in the business for 40 years.
None of his songs seem to rhyme. I like songs that rhyme, not just random rambling.
So you like rap music?
No. But, you know, real songs rhyme.
Oh, they have Tom Petty's Running Down a Dream. I didn't see that through our first look over. That's a great song. I hope they have that little bit at the end that they have in Full Moon Fever. Where it's like, hello, CD listeners. Now it's time to flip over the tape. If you're listening to record or cassette, we're giving you a minute to get up and change and flip it over. Here's side two. It's kind of funny. I know I thought I'd say that.
Elton John? I mean, he's a piano player.
Wait, what? What song by Elton John?
Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting.
I don't know. One of the things that comes to my mind for Elton John, it's definitely not a fighter.
But I Have No One to Depend On by Santana. That's a very good song.
Oh, but it's live.
Well, I saw Santana live, and he improvised with his solos, and they were crazy long and crazy fast, so
nice.
It could be interesting.
They also have Blink-182, The Rock Show. I've liked that song for 5 years longer, so I'm kind of glad to have that in there.
Yeah.
Let's see.
You said Sympathy for the Devil by the Rolling Stones.
Yes. Oh, that song's amazing. I'm kind of glad it's not the Guns N' Roses cover. Axl Rose's voice doesn't really fit the song.
Yeah, I'm noticing they're not having, like, any Guns N' Roses, even though people love, you know, having those in Guitar Hero.
It's Sweet Child of Mine and Welcome to the Jungle.
But they need to get, like, You Could Be Mine or Paradise City or something.
Those are probably a little too guitar-centric now that they moved to the band.
I don't know, they've got the whole thing.
Oh, let's see, what else was I looking at here? Oh, Stevie Wonder's Superstition, that's a good song.
I hope it's not like the one where he does it with the Jonas Brothers.
What?
It was like the MTV
what?
Music Awards or something.
I
or was it the Grammys? I don't know, some sort of music awards show.
The Jonas Brothers are taking good songs. Like, you know the song Take On Me or whatever?
No.
It's like doo 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 doo.
I don't know.
It has like that hand drawn music video.
No.
Oh, well, if Jonas Brothers stole that, if you know the song, you're probably pissed.
Well, I don't know it, so I don't really know what to think.
Well, now that we pretty much went through...
Peter Frampton has some good stuff, though.
Yeah, it's mostly listening like the bands now. They haven't like released the songs, but yeah, so...
How are they going to do Coldplay? That doesn't really seem like a good fit.
Yeah, I see what you mean. The Beastie Boys. Why do they keep adding the Beastie Boys? No one I talk to likes it in there. Sabotage is horrible.
No, I keep hearing about the Beastie Boys, but I've never actually like listened to them. Or maybe I have, but I just don't remember.
Oh, let's see. What are they?
They've got the Rockin' Tours. I have one of their CDs. That's not bad.
Alright.
The Derek Trucks Band. I saw them live when they opened for Santana. I had never heard of them when I went in, and now I know them.
Seems like some people will be glad there's Motley Crue in there, however you say it. Three Doors Down, I wonder what song that's going to be. I hope it's Kryptonite. That's a good song.
It is a good song.
Oh, my. Oh, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Not to be confused with the regular Tom Petty, as in Running Down a Dream, but I hope the one with the Heartbreakers is Refugee. That's a good song.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard it?
I don't know. Maybe if
don't
I listen to it.
Have to live like a refugee.
I don't know.
Wow, Deep Purple. I hope it's Hush. That's a beast song.
Well, is it one of their most popular ones?
It's pretty popular. I think it's one of their first hits.
So, it could be.
Yeah. Yep. But then they already did Smoke on the Water, and Rock Band stole Highway Star. So, I don't know.
So this says it's the full band list, so there's nobody besides these.
I don't know. I think they'll mix it up on us.
Well, they'll have the DLC and stuff. You know, Rock Band and Rock Band 2, they're not, like, making a new game. They just keep coming out with new downloadable stuff, so...
Right. They don't have to. They've created a very solid band mechanic, and Guitar Hero is playing catch-up.
Yeah, but Guitar Hero, those games always sell whenever they come out, so, you know, they could go, like, Rock Band and just download, like, give out the downloadable stuff, but they know they can make more money if they make an entire new game, even if they don't need it.
It seems like they're trying to add more variables. Like, I heard, like, from some video I was watching, you can have, like, three people playing guitar at once, even if the song only has
Freebird?
Maybe, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't see Skinner on there. That is the perfection of country and rock mixed.
Yeah.
It's like country and rock had a love child, and it is Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Exactly.
All right. But just from what I've seen, they have a lot of a new mechanic that they're trying, and it's just going to become so overloaded eventually.
I think they should just add more and more buttons until by the time they're on Guitar Hero 20, it's like a full guitar and just everybody already knows how to play the guitar.
But that's going
to
be so intense. How are you going to like show that like visually? Are you going to have 20 buttons going across the screen?
I don't know. They'll like show a chord and people will know, oh, I know how to do the chord this way or this way or this
way. They could come up with 20 different colors that look different.
I think they should... Of course, that'll never happen, but it would be interesting if they just slowly taught the masses how to play guitar.
If they had a sixth button, there's going to be a major outcry. I'm predicting it.
Do you think they'll ever do that?
No.
It seems like they could. If they run out of ideas, just add another button, and, you know, that could be enough.
They release all their new all their old songs, but with a sixth button.
Whoa.
It's over 9,000 times better, they'll say.
Yeah.
But they won't be.
Yeah. So, I don't know. And then they've got DJ Hero coming out, too.
I don't know.
Which could be interesting, but I don't think I'm really into any of the music that it's got.
It's either going to be really cool and, like, play well, or it's going to be awful. And also, it's going to be easy or extremely hard.
Like, from what I've read in websites and this magazine and other issues, they seem to like it.
Yeah, but when they're paid off.
They're not paid off. Unless it's a GameSpot.
Oh.
Yeah. Only a few people understand that. So, what else can we talk about in this magazine?
Let's just turn to a random page and talk about whatever's on
there. Random page. Oh, man, a lot of stuff on here.
Alright, this is just a bunch of pictures.
My Sims agents? Really?
They're really whoring out the My Sims franchise.
Yeah, definitely.
But there's like My Sims Racing now, and
yeah,
I don't know why. Why didn't they just have? I don't know. Got to expand somehow. They can't just keep having My Sims games. They've got to have a twist.
Well, I mean, these are all the twists. Now you're not controlling people's lives, but now they're
secret
agents.
You never controlled the people's lives in the My Sims games. It was all about building stuff.
Oh.
Come on, noob.
Well, I don't know. I don't really care too much about My Sims.
Yeah, I rented one. I played it for an hour. I was like, this sucks. I want to play the regular Sims.
Yeah.
So, Tatsunoko versus Capcom, Ultimate All-Stars. It looks like it could be a cool fighter, but I would only recognize barely half the cast.
Well, it's probably just Street Fighter 2 all over again, but just with, like, five new people.
No, it's Street Fighter. It's, Marvel versus Capcom with new characters.
But
they have that tag team mechanic in there.
I don't really recognize Tatsunoko as a company.
Well, because they're, like, one of the biggest anime in Japan. They're like, they probably are Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah. But
I'd like to see Hanna-Barbera versus Capcom. That's what I want to see. Or maybe I'll dip into the box of fun. How about Sega versus Capcom?
Oh man, Sonic, and then he gets all his stupid friends to come along.
Yeah, see? Yeah. You'd have like 100 people if you just took Sonic versus Capcom.
Sonic versus Capcom. That would be pretty awful.
It would. But it'd be fun to Hadouken Sonic in the face.
It would be. You could beat him up ruthlessly.
Say, this is for the Black Knight. Whack! This is for Sonic Unleashed. And then this is for Sonic on the 360. Bam!
You could just go on for hours naming different games and smack them.
But one that would never even mention is Sonic Adventure 2 Battle. That game is awesome.
Well, I don't know much about that. So
man, all these solid games I'm throwing out. You're shutting me down.
Oh, well, sorry.
Come on, man. Tell me it's solid.
To the next random page, Grand Slam Tennis. 7 out of 10 is what
they gave it. Oh, man. I was kind of excited about that. But I don't know. These guys, I don't take them seriously.
These graphics are awful.
They're cartoony.
I'll just say it right now. They're awful.
It's not focused on the graphics, it's focused on the gameplay.
Yeah, but there's a limit to how much you can just ignore the graphics.
They look smooth. It's not like all blocky or
tech. No, it's pretty blocky.
Oh, not like blocky.
Look, they're like, okay, look at his pants. It's supposed to be circular, but instead you can obviously see edges to it.
I only have the size. Graphics don't matter.
Look at his shoes and stuff. It's just
they're
one
shoes.
Line, two line, three
line. Do you
line.
Look at the shoes?
Well, maybe I will be.
In intense tennis action, do you look at your opponent's shoes and say, oh, those shoes are horrible?
And why is that tennis ball as big as their head?
It's perspective.
Yeah, but I mean, that's not too far away.
It's the camera work.
Okay, and then look, in this picture, it's incredibly tiny, and then in this, where it's not too far away, it's huge.
Which is what she said.
Okay.
Oh!
That's nice. Turning the page. Okay, nothing worthy in talking about. Sims 3. Yeah.
I might pick it up. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to, like, one of my big problems with The Sims is how they encourage you to go, like, downtown and, like, the shops and stuff.
Yeah.
But it always took so long. It seriously take about a minute of loading for you to get there. But whatever, now you can just go there real quick. It's just one seamless world. Kind of like an MMO.
Yeah.
But except it's offline.
Of course. So, I played the first Sims. I thought that was good. But I don't really see how it's that different. It always kind of seems like...
it's not you focused on like making their... It's not you focused on making sure they take a piss all the time.
Yeah.
But it's you, like, getting them, like, out into the world. Like, they have a lifelong goal, like, become a leader of the free world. Something with science, like, make a new breed of plant. There's, like, a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's much more robust than the other ones, it seems.
I guess. I'm not going to buy this, guaranteed.
Oh, I'm always solid. You're whacking me down on, man.
Well, you can get it. I'm just saying I'm not going to.
Okay, whatever.
Well, what else? They've got Rock Band Unplugged. Got a good score.
So, how do you control that? Is it just, button presses?
Yep, button presses.
That's lame. Well, they could have made some sort of peripheral, get on the subway and play
and then
guitar.
And you'd have to stare down at a tiny screen. That would never work.
Just as Guitar Hero. Oh.
No, but that...
Hand cramps.
Yeah, but at least that's, attached right next to the screen. So you don't have to, look at it long distance. Let's look at the charts. Some of the highest-selling games of... What month is it? April. April 2009.
Okay. Guess what's number one?
We Fit.
Yeah, guess what's number four?
We Play. I was telling Matt earlier, I don't know how many people are left that can buy We Play. It's, seriously.
Yeah, it's been selling in the millions for months now, and it was sold in the millions for, two years, how long the Wii's been out. There's about 50 million Wii's, I think. The previous game before me, that's what it was. So think about it, there's no one left. But I was saying it, as the Wii market's expanding, everyone wants a new remote, and they say, oh, this one comes with a game, let's just get this one. I want a new game so I can show my grandma.
Yeah, well, I have to admit, if I just bought a Wii and I did not have a second controller, I'd probably get Wii Play.
Yeah, I would too, except I saw just a controller, and I heard that game's horrible. Well, not horrible, but could have been better.
I mean, it's $10, right?
So. Yeah. Oh, let's see. This is just what they gave everything. We don't have to look at that.
I don't
know. Secret access. I know there's a bunch of codes and...
Hey, Plants vs. Zombies. I played the demo, and I want to write some demo impressions about that.
Is it fun?
It's not bad.
What kind of game is it?
It's one of those things where you have to set up all your people.
Oh,
and then,
tower defense?
Yeah, the zombies come and you just have to hope your strategy works.
That's my favorite subgenre ever, tower defense.
There's a lot of good internet games like that.
Like Vector TD.
Yeah, or something like that.
Oh, Josh.
Oh, okay.
I left you.
Well, we're at 43 minutes just about. I don't know how much more we should talk about.
I don't think we should. Our last one was long enough.
It was pretty long, so I guess we'll cut it short pretty early. Except maybe we should talk about some of our plans for the future.
What do I plan to do? I plan to do an album review.
Which you never did.
Yeah, I know. But I was deciding the album. I have it between,
We could have that as the next poll. What album should Matt review for
sure? Yeah, okay, sure, I'll do that.
Yeah, just give me your options and I'll make that.
Okay, I'll get it to you, don't worry.
Okay, so you know what the new poll is.
Yep.
And I've got some demo impressions coming up. I've been playing a lot of shooter demos just because I wanted to.
Like FPS or?
Yeah.
Like 2D shooters?
No, FPS.
Ew.
So, yeah, I did Fear 2. I did Psychokinetic Wars or something weird like that.
Huh.
I don't know, it was one of the Xbox Live Arcade games, so of course it's not that
great. 2D game?
No.
Or Rocket or whatever.
I should do a demo impressions on that Rocket Fart. Yeah. So, also, I want to do 1 versus 100, Perfect Dark Zero, which is awful, by the way. But you'll read all about that. And probably my...
Wait, I thought you were going to compare the two on massage games.
Yeah, and I saw a new one out there, too, so...
Whoa!
They should make that into a genre, if you're searching for community games. Just a massage. And find 10 of them. They should do that.
Yeah, I'd pay to see that massage game.
I'm not sure I'd pay for.
I wouldn't pay for them, of course not.
Because the rumble really isn't very specific on different parts of the hand. It's just kind of all around.
Me. That would be extremely
gay.
Sexual.
Yeah. No kidding.
Speaking of the Wii Vitality Sensor, it's supposed to go on your finger. What's a finger-shaped appendage that people would most likely put in there?
Wow. I remember watching that and during the press conference, I just had no idea what you're supposed to use that for. Yeah. Does it check your pulse?
Yes, so and other...
Your diabetes checker thing? I don't get it.
I don't get it either. But there's also one thing for the Natal. You can take pictures of your friends and paint on it. Let's see. White's probably an option for painting. I wonder what's that going to do.
Oh, man. Well,
it's the internet. Just, of course it's going to be porn. It's very sexual, this E3.
I guess. I mean, you could be like how they want you and just make elephants with a bunch of pillows and stuff.
No. You're going to make a bunch of penises.
Well, I mean, maybe you are going to.
I'm not going to. I'm going to see all the penises, download them, laugh, and then delete them.
Sure you'll delete them.
Oh.
Oh.
Touché.
Well, I don't know.
This wit... We saw more witty banter on our script.
Yeah, more witty banter. That should be the title of the episode.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Looks like BlueKiller99 is on.
Yeah, I've got my Xbox going, so I can download those Call of Duty map packs.
Probably done.
Just the second one, which I think was done a long time ago. So, we're going to leave you and go see what that's all about, and I'll probably write about that, too.
See you.
See you later.